If you look at patients who have infiltrating lobular carcinoma and ask what is the pathCR rate with neoadjuvant chemotherapy, the answer is it's about 3 or 4%. Doesn't work very well.
Right.
And so, you know, would you, if it was a pure ILC and had otherwise fairly benign looking characteristics but was a big tumor, would you consider using neoadjuvant hormonal therapy?
Right.
Which would also be a very reasonable possibility.
I think one of the reasons I think Sloan Kettering in their internal series has a little bit of data looking that sometimes with these patients you can downstage the axilla and whether that's of value or not. But I mean, again, I agree. This woman was going to need chemotherapy no matter what. So we proceeded with surgery. And she went to mastectomy and had a greater than 5 centimeter, both classic and focally pleomorphic lobular cancer. So as you looked at her tumor, she had a pretty heterogeneous tumor. In the excision specimen, it was nuclear grade 1 to 2. The biopsy showed nuclear grade 3. So whether that was the lobular versus the ductal, it's hard to know. But she had a pretty heterogeneous tumor. But she also had 16 of 24 positive axillary lymph nodes with extranodal extension. She had a TRAM reconstruction done. This was on the right side. She started systemic treatment with ACT and had her port put in on the left side and had more problems because of cellulitis that was recurrent on the left side from probably her port than with right-sided issues. And she actually had 1 or 2 hospitalizations for cellulitis during the course of her chemotherapy, but got through the ACT and then went on with post-mastectomy radiation afterwards. She was adopted. She had BRCA1 and 2 testing and was negative, although subsequently she had an extended panel done and had an MUTYH mutation that was found. So she went on tamoxifen, and I couldn't switch her to an aromatase inhibitor because her major complaints, even on the tamoxifen, were significant vaginal dryness and decreased libido. And she was just extremely bothered by that. And, you know, she said to me, I was looking through my notes for this, and when she finished with her chemotherapy, she kind of said, I'm done fighting for my life, and so now I want to live my life. And so I think her quality of life was really important. And so I could never convert her to an aromatase inhibitor.